Okay, I will call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is currently 4:50 p.m. on Monday, April 29th, 2024. Present today, we've got Representative Josephson. Oops, we don't have Representative Josephson. We've got Representative Hannon, Co-Chair Representative Johnson, Representative Cronk, Representative Ortiz, Representative, Cologne. Did I get that right? Tomaszewski, sorry. Representative Tomaszewski, Representative Cronk, Representative Ortiz, Representative Cologne, myself, Co-Chair Foster, also Representative Galvin. And before we start, just a reminder, if you can mute your cell phones, we do have technically a hard stop in about 10 minutes. I'll see how far we can get here. We do have, it'd be nice if we could get through one bill, but if not possible, then we'll come back to it tomorrow. Mostly the reason why I wanted to convene the meeting, even though it's going to be a short one, is to be able to recess to tomorrow morning. Also, I wanted to set an amendment deadline for HB 122, and that is the Railroad Corporation Financing Bill. So that would be Wednesday, May 1st at 5 p.m. I'm hoping that we can bring in Ada tomorrow morning to finish out our conversation on that bill. And again, that is the Railroad Corporation Financing Bill. The amendment, the ADA amendment was added onto that bill, so we wanted to have that discussion. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow morning. And then in terms of coming back tomorrow morning, I think tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we'll just recess this meeting till tomorrow morning at 9. So our regularly scheduled meeting is at 10 a.m., but we'll come in at 9 a.m. and try to knock out a couple of these bills that we were not able to get to today, this afternoon, at our regularly scheduled 1:30 p.m. meeting. So again, coming back tomorrow at 9 a.m. So with regard to HB 202, our first order of business, we've got opioid overdose drugs in schools. Also like to mention, we've got Representative Stapp with us. And so with regard to HB 202, opioid overdose drugs in schools, we had no amendments for this bill. So we'll review the fiscal notes, and if it's the will of the committee, we'll go ahead and move that bill out. So with that, maybe if we could have just a real quick summary of the bill, just a short refresher, Representative Johnson. Sure, if you'd like to just give us a quick recap of that, and then we'll go to the fiscal notes. We've only got two fiscal notes. So, Representative Co-Chair Johnson.
Thank you, Chair Foster. So HB 202 requires all school districts to have at least two opioid overdose drug kits in each main school building, and it ensures that at least one person is trained to administer the opioid overdose drug as present at all main hours. At all hours, the main school building is open to students and the public, and it requires the Department of Health to provide each school district with the opioid overdose drug and the Commissioner of Health to develop and provide a short video to each school district about how and when to administer an opioid overdose drug.
Great, thanks. And again, just wanted to kind of refresh everybody on that, and let's go to the fiscal notes. So with that, we've got Ms. Bieber with Department of Education, and under the Student and School Achievements, let's see, allocation online is Kelly Manning, Deputy Director of Innovation Education Excellence. So with that, I think the first person to speak to that is Ms. Bieber. Would that be you? Speak to the fiscal note. Oops, let's take a repeaties. I'm trying to go too fast here. Okay, House Finance back on record at 4:54 p.m. So Ms. Kelly Manning, Deputy Director of Innovation and Education Excellence, will be speaking to the fiscal notes. And Ms. Manning, I think you're here. Is that right? If not, you're online.
Oh, not yes, here. Yes, good afternoon. This is Kelly Manning with the Division of Innovation and Education Excellence. I'm the Deputy Director with the Department of Education. I am available to review the fiscal note if you're ready to hear the education fiscal note.
Yes, and if you could identify first the OMB component number of the fiscal note that you'll be speaking to. And that
OMB
would be the
component number is 2796.
Thank you.
So for the Department of Education, we have a zero fiscal note for this particular amendment. And the reason that we have a fiscal note for this is that the requirements for the Department of Education are already in place. So we have a course in the administration of naloxone, the current most common opioid overdose reversal drug, that has already been developed in partnership with the Department of Health and is available in our e-learning platform. And then other requirements will impact the Department of Health. So at this time, the Department of Education has a zero fiscal note.
Great, thank you very much. And see, and then as to OMB component 2818, will that be you speaking to that one, or is that Courtney Enright? Ms. Courtney Enright, if you could put yourself on the record and speak to the fiscal note.
Absolutely. Courtney Enright, Legislative Liaison for the Department of Health, speaking to OMB component number 2818, and for your guys' reference, control code ODJTE, because there's been a couple of versions of this fiscal note. The Department of Health presents a fiscal note that will cost roughly $67,800 in the first years, with some initial startup costs, and every third year after that, about $42,000.
Okay, thank you. Got a question on the fiscal note, Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Chair Foster, and I guess I want to start with to make sure that the sponsor of this bill knows how much I support it and how much I think that it's a really important bill to get across the finish line. With that said, as it's implemented, right now it looks like from this fiscal note, the Department of Health would supply everybody in FY25 and then would not anticipate needing to resupply anyone until those have expired 3 years later. So I'm curious if a district does successfully use it, they've now used up their two doses or maybe they had four, is the Department of Health in a position to restock?
Ms. Enright?
The Chair, Representative Hannon, thank you so much for that question. Yes, we believe provisionally we should be able to restock. We contemplated whether or not to include those types of costs, but we just don't have any data points at this point to make a good projection on that.
And Chair Foster, I guess I'll just, my quick follow-up would be, I want to just plant a seed amongst this committee that I anticipate the success of this is we're going to see a use and a cost, and that this committee should not at any point after this law goes into effect waver for making sure the reversal drugs are available as broadly as we can in Alaska. That is the only way that it will succeed in not just being a law that we've written but not implemented. I would hope that it doesn't continue to grow exponentially through the years, but I think initially after training and use, we'll see an uptick of its use and application and hopefully a downturn in overdose deaths in Alaska. And I would like to see us make sure that we always remember that the cost of this reversal drug is a path to saving Alaskan lives, and we need to do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Hannon. Also, maybe if I could just put in my two cents also and just say thank you for putting this in, because I think as has been mentioned, you know, there's some villages that, you know, maybe they've got the drug in a health clinic, but oftentimes they may not. And this might be the only source for this life-saving aid in an entire village. And so I think it's great. So it's great statewide, but just want to mention that for our rural constituents. Representative Galvin.
Thank you, Co-Chair Foster, and I concur with you, and thank you. I guess my only question is I'm concerned that two per school, I guess I'm asking your expertise as the health department. I know that sometimes when a drug gets into a village, it tends to be kind of epidemic that it's there for a certain period of time. And I know, for example, in one high school in Anchorage, when it opioid hit, there was a, rather when fentanyl hit, it was a, I think it was four or five in that one particular school. And so I'm just asking if there's been some thought to that, how you came to the number two, and if you had considered any other number.
Is Enright?
Through the chair, the bill specifies that there will be two doses per school.
Right. Yes. Thank you. And my follow-up was if there was any consideration, if I guess, you know, thinking for me, thinking about on the floor perhaps that we consider a possible amendment if there is any data that shows us that maybe it would make sense to have more than two. And I'm not sure if there is any data on that, but I just thought I'd check.
Representative Johnson.
Yeah, and I guess on the fiscal note, I wanted to make note, even though the bill says two, I believe it's listed as four doses. So that number is part of the fiscal note.
Was that it, Representative Galvin?
Okay, thank you. So I'm hearing four doses for each school as opposed to two, which is in the bill. Okay.
Representative Johnson?
Yeah, we need an amendment to require four, but the fiscal note's based on four. I mean, this one set of numbers.
Okay. Thank you very much, Representative Johnson.
Representative Tomaszewski?
Yes. Thank you, Co-Chair Foster, to the chair. So on the other fiscal note that's on 2796, it actually says additionally all school bus drivers must also be trained. So are you going to have a dose on each bus? Or I guess I need a little clarity on that. Thanks.
Representative Johnson?
Yeah, thank you. We probably should have an update on that. That was, we changed that in education. We actually took the school bus drivers out just because it's just too much, and the buses are outside and it's cold, and the medication's not really great after it's been, not necessarily effective after it's been frozen. And so instead of getting that in detail on it, we decided to take out the school bus piece.
Ms. Savea Bieber, if you could put yourself on the record, staff to Representative Johnson.
For the record, Savea Bieber, staff to Representative Johnson. I just wanted to interject. So there's two kits in the fiscal note. It's two doses per kit, so it's four doses altogether. That's why it's, yeah.
Thank you. Representative Tomaszewski, did you have a follow-up?
No.
Okay. Representative Johnson.
Okay. I just wanted to say if you want better and more accurate information, my staff can answer.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any further questions or comments on the bill? Okay. Oh, Representative Ortiz.
Yeah, and again, in the spirit of just making sure we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's, I know, Mr. Co-Chair, you were not here when we first heard this bill. Do we have clarification that we've had public testimony on this bill?
We did. We did have public testimony. Thank you. Yes. Any other further questions? Okay. Seeing none, any final comments, Representative Johnson, before we entertain a motion?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. With that, so again, there were no amendments submitted. We have had public testimony. Fiscal notes have been presented. And with that, we'd like to entertain a motion, Representative Step.
Thank Co-Chair Foster. I would like to make a motion to move House Bill 202-33-LS0705 /uniform from the House Finance Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay, thank you very much. Seeing no objections, House Bill 202, which is 33-LS0705 /U, moves from the House Finance Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. If folks could be sure to stick around to sign the recommendation sheets. Also, just want to again reiterate that tomorrow morning, instead of coming in at 10 for a regularly scheduled meeting, we will recess this meeting and continue on at 9 a.m. And at that meeting, we will take up House Bill 260, which is catastrophic illness and medical assistance. There were no amendments for that. And also, we will just need to review the fiscal notes, and if it is the will of the committee, we'll move that bill out. We've also got House Bill 307, that is integrated transmission systems. We'll conclude invited testimony on that, take up public testimony, and then set that bill aside. And we've also got the railroad bill, which is HB 122, Alaska Railroad Financing. We had left off with the discussion on the ADA portion of that. So with that, are there any questions? Seeing none, House Finance will recess till 9 a.m. tomorrow, and current time is 5:05 p.m. Thank you.